For me, writing a book is all about telling good stories. And whether that's fiction or non-fiction, and in a way, especially with non-fiction, if you want to illustrate a point, to have a good story to tell is a crucial element. And these women were just the most marvellous material for good stories. Each one of them deserves a book to herself, really. But they've been largely forgotten. And in fact, I don't think any of the names were of sort of common familiar names to people nowadays. But each of them, the thing was that they had to break with the bounds of convention. I mean, the normal roles expected of women at that time, middle class, upper class women were expected to get married, have families, and that was about it. And of course, lower class women were dependent on jobs like domestic service and this kind of thing. So, you know, they had very little scope. In fact, it was the war, really, that gave them the opportunity. The First World War gave them the opportunity to break out of this. And then each of them led a very different... They're a huge contrast, as I'll go on to explain in a bit later. But they really were exciting people and unconventional people and brave, very brave in many ways. And you know, that's what drew me to write about them.